If we can get this boy to step down here so that we can get up here and see what is going on out there where Mr. Hughes has taxied over to the runway that runs from northwest to southeast, and he's on the long runway of northwest that Northwest uses. He's taxiing out there now. There are men directing them from above. The cameramen are out there getting the last picture as they take off. The ship taxiing down the runway very nicely, and it is a beautiful sight here in this bright early morning sunlight to see this immense ship and those five stalwart men in that ship on the final leg of the journey which they have made around the world. And it is something to see this final takeoff. It's remarkable, the stamina and the grit that these men show when they have landed here, refueling taking place, and taken off in record time. We're going to try to get the official time as soon as Mr. Hughes' wheels leave the ground. We're going to try to get the official time for you of the period between takeoff and landing, or landing and takeoff, I should say. I'm getting the cart before the horse. We're going to try to get the official time from the official timekeeper and a word from him if we can. The runway is pretty well lined with people. I would say there's anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people out here to see Mr. Hughes take off. And when he landed, there didn't seem to be one-tenth of the crowd there is now, but when they heard it was Mr. Hughes that landed, everybody thronging to the Wold Chamberlain Airport. And it has been an honor for we of Minneapolis and Wold Chamberlain Field to have the privilege of witnessing this landing of Mr. Howard Hughes and his four stalwart companions on this round-the-world history-making flight that he has made.